accident, charged criminally, or need help with a residential real estate closing. Nick is a former state prosecutor, has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online at nicklaverylaw.com.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's greenvillemensclinic.com.
Hi.
Who's this?
Buzz. He appears whenever you eat Honey Nut Cheerios.
Like a genie?
Sure.
Ooh, does he grant wishes? I wish I lived in a giant boot. No, I wish I could swim with a humpback whale. No.
I can grant you a delicious bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios, which can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Ooh, with heart shapes, too.
Happy Heart-Shaped Cheerios are back for a limited time. Pick up a box of Honey Nut Cheerios at your local store for an easy, delicious, and heart-healthy start to your day.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage, we are back. Lots to get to. So you want to get in, 654-7627, you can get in. So Gonzaga, Ramona, after being down 13 at the half,
yes,
blows UCLA, dominates UCLA badly in the second half, outscores them by like 25 points. And then with a 10-point lead and 2 minutes to go, they decide to try and rock it to sleep, which is always a bad choice. Always a bad choice. You just keep playing basketball. You just keep playing, especially when you're in the double bonus. So they wasted time. They got no shots at all. UCLA came back. Next thing you know, you've got game pressure on you again. Because, again, when you're up 10 with 2 minutes left, you have no game pressure. When you're up 3 or 4 with, like, 40 seconds left, suddenly you have game pressure. And that's what happened. And they choked. They're not a great free throw shooting team. And Timmy, it, for all of his insane ability, is not a great free throw shooter. So he clanks the last two, and now UCLA has a chance to actually take the lead, and they do. They take the lead with 12 seconds left. UCLA has the lead, down 10 to the lead in just over 2 minutes because of the way Gonzaga played the last 2 minutes. So Gonzaga, in the last possession with 12 seconds left, I think most of the basketball world thought you're going into Timmy. You know, it's an interesting situation because you're now trailing by one, and you have to consider lots of different things, not just that whether you can go into Timmy or not, but whether you go into Timmy, whether they foul him, whether they put him in the line, whether that puts you up one, UCLA is still going to get a last shot to beat you. These are all things you have to consider. So Mark Few ran a play that they practice a ton. And the play has a ball handler starting to dribble penetrate from the top of the key and then stopping and dishing the ball back to a shooter. And the shooter in this case is Strother. And then Strother makes the decision whether from out near the logo, because that's where he actually caught the ball, whether he wants to take that three or whether there's a driving lane open. It's his call at that point. In this case, there really wasn't a driving lane open. So the play was, at least in Strother's mind, to take the three. So Strother pulls up the bottom, the front, the side, whatever you want to call it, the front of the logo. So he's 30 feet plus from the basket. And he drains the three to put the Zags up two. And then UCLA with one last push down the court. They still have plenty of time. But Tiger, who has been so amazing at point guard in the whole series, Gonzaga digs down and strips the ball on him. And he finally turns the ball over and the Zags win. And this is so fascinating in so many ways. Everyone remembers the Adam Morrison moment. When Adam Morrison, Gonzaga blows a 7-8 point lead, whatever it was, 10 point lead. They blow a lead, and Adam Morrison is sitting on the court at the end of the game, bawling like a baby because his world is just shattered. They had beaten UCLA. They were moving on. Morrison was an incredible offensive player, averaged like 29 points a game. But everyone remembers the image of him sitting on the court crying. Since that moment, Ramona, Gonzaga has made it their life's mission to punish UCLA in the most painful ways humanly possible. Yeah. It's like you're joking and laughter and making fun of Adam Morrison is coming back to haunt you in the worst ways humanly possible. It's like some sort of cosmic justice because Adam Morrison was made fun of. He was the laughing poster boy for defeat and people, especially UCLA people, but people in general just killed Adam Morrison, killed Gonzaga over that. So 2021, and oh, by the way, UCLA's only beaten Gonzaga once. That was it. That once. 2021, Ramona, NCAA tournament, go to the championship. UCLA ties Gonzaga 90 all with 3 seconds left. And Suggs for Gonzaga, who was their star at the time, takes the inbounds, crosses midcourt, and lets fly with a 45-foot shot, 40-plus-foot shot at the buzzer, and he banks it in, and Gonzaga beats UCLA. This is just 2 years ago. 2 years ago. The most torturous ways for games to end. You had your Adam Morrison fun. Now it's payback. And it appears that this cosmic payback for Gonzaga over UCLA is going to go on forever. And so here we have it again. UCLA finally thinks they've accomplished something. They've come back from 10 in the last 2 minutes. They take the lead with 12 seconds left. And then Strother does the Suggs thing, and he drains a jumper from over 30 feet away, and Gonzaga beats UCLA at the buzzer again. Well, it wasn't the buzzer. There's still 7 seconds. They had to play defense, which, again, they played in the second half. They couldn't do anything with Tiger in the first half. When it mattered, with 7 seconds left in the game, they dug down and they stripped the ball. Stripped the ball, and the Zags move on. But it is sort of funny that these teams have played these remarkable basketball games, but you know, we hear sometimes these curse of in sports. I think UCLA is now suffering from the curse of Adam Morrison.
You think so?
I do. They enjoyed that moment just far too much. They enjoyed Adam Morrison's misery, his absolute misery. And you could understand the misery. They were up like 10. And they blew it. And Morrison was the best player in the country. Morrison was an unstoppable scoring machine. He and J.J. Redick all year. But Morrison was an unstoppable scoring machine who was averaging nearly 30 points a game. And his team was on the verge of moving on. And I think since that point, all of the cosmic justice is siding with Gonzaga. And I think it's going to side with Gonzaga every time they play UCLA. So next time you see Gonzaga and UCLA facing off in a bracket, take the Zags, because cosmic justice is on their side.
That's what's going to happen.
Right, the curse of Adam Morrison is real, and some unknown Zag is going to drain a 40-foot jumper at the buzzer to beat them. That's the reality of the situation. And that's what happened again. And look, we knew that this would be a great game, and it turned out that way. So Gonzaga, moving on, and they'll take on UConn. Now, the play that the Zags ran at the end of the game was taken from Villanova, and it was a play that Jay Wright ran in the 2006 national championship game, 2016. 2016 national championship game against North Carolina. And so you Tar Heel fans will remember that well. Villanova ran it off point guard Archie DeCamo, whatever his name is, who the little white guy who could. And they ran it off of him, and he passed it back to Chris Jenkins, and Jenkins drained, you know, a 27-foot jump shot at the buzzer with a really good look. Now, they got a little deeper penetration, and that shot wasn't quite as deep. And that's just one of the looks off that action. But Gonzaga ran the same thing. It's a safe look, and it's going to get you a look, depending on what you want to get out of it, and it did. It was 74-all in 2016 when Villanova ran that play, and Chris Jenkins hit the winning shot. Now, Jay Wright was asked about that moment subsequent to that. He was asked by Andy Katz about Villanova in late game situations and how they managed to handle these situations really well. It's about a 4 or 5 minute audio clip, but I only wanted like 27 seconds of it, because I think these 27 seconds of Jay Wright commentary are brilliant. And I think it gets right to the heart of what these situations really entail. You've heard Coach Amanda Butler talk about this, talk about the fact that a lot of these games come right down to the end. And as such, you know, someone's going to make a play at the end of games and win, and someone is not going to make a play and lose. Is some of it luck? Yes. Is some of it by design? Yes. You know you're going to be in these circumstances. You know that they're going to happen. And so you have to prepare for them. You have to prepare for these end game situations. And every team does. I mean, they practice this stuff over and over again. But some do it better. And these 27 seconds from Jay Wright are just pearls of wisdom in terms of what that situation involves and what it takes to win in that situation.
What is it about those late game possessions and Villanova that's been so magical?
We do practice it a lot. Like, you know, if you're going to be in big games and you're playing great teams, it's going to come down to the last second. You just have to accept that. When you get to that time, it's not so much about how tricky you are. It's, is everyone going to be where everyone expects each other to be? And can they trust each other? And do they have confidence in each other?
See, I think you could play that a million times. It's not, when you get down to those situations, it's not about how tricky you are. It's about basically, does everyone know each other? Does everyone trust each other? Does everyone know where the other will be? Because that's what it takes. That's what it takes. I think that's 27 seconds of sheer brilliance. It sounds simple, but it's what decides these games. And either you have that and you win, or you don't have enough of it and you lose. Tar Heel Chad, I'm coming right to you. I want to play it one more time before we go to Chad.
What is it about those late game possessions and Villanova that's been so magical?
We do practice it a lot. Like, you know, if you're going to be in big games and you're playing great teams, it's going to come down to the last second. You just have to accept that. When you get to that time, it's not so much about how tricky you are. It's, is everyone going to be where everyone expects each other to be? And can they trust each other? And do they have confidence in each other?
You know it's going to come down to that in these big games. We knew UCLA-Gonzaga was going to come down to the end. But it's at the end of that game in that situation, do you trust each other? Do you know where each other's going to be? Can you execute it in the most difficult of conditions? Tar Heel Chad. Chad remembers that moment well.
Oh, baby. Do I ever remember it well?
I bet you can still see it in your head, Chad, every single moment of it.
Yeah, what's crazy, one of the craziest shots ever made in UNC basketball was the page three to tie that game and then to have it go down. But they deserved it, and they made the play. I remember it well. Two things. I know you're a UConn Husky, and I have UConn in my Final Four. I don't have them winning at all. But the one thing that I always look at in the tournament, and when we've had our best teams, is margin of victory. UConn's going to clobber Gonzaga. They got the size on the side. And the other thing that UConn has, they can shoot. So they can shoot the three and control the paint. So I see UConn. Give me some UConn Alabama all day, every day.
I think UConn will kill Alabama. I do. I think UConn will. If we get to UConn Alabama, I think UConn will beat Alabama by 20 points. I really do. I don't think Alabama has any chance against UConn.
Yeah, I do you think, and maybe I'm wrong on this, do you think the game, the Gonzaga-UConn game, doesn't mean they'll win it, but do you think that they're the favorite, whoever wins that game, to win it all?
I do. I've said that for some time. And I think that these are the two teams I had coming down in that region, and I've said from the start that I thought the winner would win it. And I think it's going to be a game for the ages. I think Gonzaga UConn is going right to the buzzer. I do. I think.
Do you? I just think Timmy's going to have a hard time with UConn's size.
I don't know. I think that the Timmy Sanogo thing is fascinating because you will never have two more opposite body types playing in the low block.
Well, the one thing with Timmy is he can turn you every which way.
That's
to
it.
Loose.
That's it. And foul trouble could be a major issue for either one of those guys in that matchup. Obviously, Sanogo has the power and strength to potentially overwhelm there, but Timmy is
the
so
white kid can play though.
Right, Kleon
from UConn.
Yeah, Kleon's going to be amazing if he comes back. I mean, Kleon's a 7-foot-1 guy with all sorts of insane talent. But
He runs a 4 well too.
Yep, but Timmy may have the best low block arsenal of moves in the history of basketball, period.
Yeah, and he's as old as Kevin McHale, too.
Yeah, well, you know, look, when you talk about the best low block moves in history and they weren't the same, you're talking about McHale and Olajuwon. Timmy's footwork may actually be better than either one of those guys. In fact, I think it is. I think it is. What we're watching is like sheer mastery. I mean, and this guy looks like a homeless person. You know, this guy looks like he came off the streets. I mean, and he's got the big goofy mustache and he's 6'10", he weighs like, 180 and he would never think that this guy would be doing these kind of things, but he is.
At the old NBA game in the 80s, Timmy would already be in the league just because of the way the game was played. It's a shame that that's not the case because it's been a great talent. The last thing is, can't wait for the FAU Kansas State game, but the Tennessee behavior last night in that game I thought was unacceptable.
Organization, garbage coach, cheap shot, bullcrap play.
I was watching the game with someone last night. He said, if that happened, like, in your street down on the block and you're playing ball,
it's on.
The basketball's over.
Yeah, basketball's over. Yep. Basketball's
That's
over.
What I thought. Anyway, take care, Walt. Yep. Enjoy.
Yep. Thank you, Chad. And you know what? And maybe Tennessee would win that battle. Maybe they would. Maybe they would because that's honestly all they're good for. It's all any Rick Barnes team has ever been good for. You know, they could probably be in a fight. They just can't be in a basketball game. Because ultimately, basketball at the end of the day comes down to skill, and Tennessee never has enough of that. Quick break.
There's a lot of talk about heroes these days.
Hey, buddy, you want to go fishing?
The folks in the funny outfits with superpowers and spandex.
All right, buddy, let me help
you. But at Ingles, we know that a lot of our heroes...
Now you look like a frog.
...are a little closer to home. They're the ones who give us what we need for those everyday adventures. That's why we look up to the ones who look out for us.
Don't forget your fish food. Catch a big one.
Thanks, Ingles.
See you later, Dad.
All the ingredients for family.
Drake Auto Sales, where you can find a quality used vehicle that will keep you on the road. Home of the free 6 months or 6,000 miles powertrain warranty, free unlimited car washes for 3 months, free XM radio for 3 months on equipped vehicles with every vehicle. Free. With their guaranteed credit approval, you could be driving a nicer, newer car today. Give them a call at 864-804-6778 or visit drakeautosales.com. 118 Rainbow Lake Road in Boiling Springs.
Golf Cart Service, serving the upstate for the past 50 years, is an authorized club car dealer for sales, service, and rental. With new, used, and reconditioned carts, they also do special customization. With their service truck, they come to your business or home to maintain your cart. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, located at the intersection of Highway 221 and Highway 295 in Spartanburg. Call us at 864-574-4616. Mention the Roar, get a free rear view mirror with cart purchase.
It's not too early to start thinking about new patio furniture from Craft Stove Store and Patio. Your patio deserves classic styles that will last you a lifetime. Brands like Summer Classics, Hanamint, Tropitone, Lloyd Flanders, Palm Spring Rattan, Meadowcraft, and Brizesta. Shop now for classic lifetime patio furniture at Craft Stove Store and Patio in Greenville. Start shopping at craftstovestore.com. Then visit them on Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Pinnacle Veterinary Group takes a proactive, progressive approach to individualized medicine aimed to keep your pet healthier longer. Being locally owned and a private practice, they utilize low-stress techniques and fear-reducing strategies for every patient. Their facility is equipped to care for your pet for whatever health issues they may have or any testing that needs to be done. The first and only practice achieving AHA accreditation in Pickens County. Call 624-8824 or online pinnacleveterinarygroup.com.
Why are Bojangles Chicken Supremes called Supremes? What else would you call them? Superbs? Nah. Now try them with the new creamy buffalo sauce. It's bow time.
Hey, Anderson, if you're looking for a great place to work, Glen Raven is hiring. The maker of high-quality, world-famous Sunbrella products is looking for process operators, process technicians, quality inspectors, and material handlers. Now, they're seeking experienced pros, and they're also willing to train candidates who are new to manufacturing. So check out all the opportunities. Glen Raven offers a very competitive hourly rate. Plus, you'll get a $1,500 sign-on bonus. That's right, you'll get a $1,500 sign-on bonus. So apply today. You'll also enjoy generous benefits, including paid vacation and holidays, 401k matching, a pension program, free on-site medical care, a 24/7 fitness center, and more. It's an established company with an exciting future, so don't wait. Apply now at join.sunbrella.com. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Apply today at join.sunbrella.com.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage. Weekdays, 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back. Meanwhile, pretty good women's game going on right now. Miami, who shocked Indiana, up 59-53 with 7:13 left in the contest. Villanova could take it on three as we speak, and they hit it. This game's tightened up, 59-56 now, Miami over Villanova. You know, meanwhile, Ramona, Connecticut's trying to do the double-double thing again. I'll explain that in a minute. I have to answer another question first. Texter 901 asked, Walt, can you explain the bonus and what it means? Thank you. Yeah, in college basketball, the bonus occurs once you hit seven fouls. And once you get to 10, then you're in the double bonus. So in this case, if let's say UCLA commits their seventh foul of the half, Gonzaga would then shoot 1-1 on each ensuing foul. It happens with the seventh foul, just to be clear. So it's really after six. It just depends on how you phrase it. But it's with the seventh foul comes the 1-1. With the 10th foul comes two shots. So that's how it works. So there's still pressure on you. You know, if you're in a late game situation, you're shooting the front end of 1-1s. That's the distinction. Miami up one now, 59-58. Villanova closing in. Hey, I have a bunch of people who have written me today on the text line. Just remember, you know, I'm hitting and moving, and I'm a one person operation. I may not see your text instantaneously. You know, I hope to see them all at some point. It doesn't always work that way. But remember when you write me something, and this has happened quite a bit today, which is the only reason I mention it. When you write me something, reference what it is you're talking about, because if it's just generic, I can't figure it out live during a show what I was talking about, you know, 30 minutes ago. In this case, you know, a number of people, Texter 346 was just one of them. He was talking about Tennessee and Virginia, right? I mean, it's just it's just not watchable basketball. It's just a terrible product. It's over coaching. It's over everything. And it's not basketball. It's not the way it was designed. You know, especially honestly, the way Tennessee plays, it's just like thug life. I mean, that's all it is, and it's not good. It's not good at all. All right, on Gonzaga. Well, first of all, on UConn. UConn destroyed Arkansas. Sanogo was incredible. Hawkins is an insane shooter. Jackson's floor game was amazing against Arkansas. Jackson actually dominated much of that game without even looking at the basket. Jackson is the strangest player in the country. He just is. Jackson is a 6'7 wing who has a vertical leap of like 50 inches. He's the greatest athlete in college basketball. Not even close. It's not even close. But he almost refuses to look at the rim. He shoots only as a last resort. Shooting is not something he wants to do. You know, yoking on your head or finishing at the rim, that's fine. But he does not want to shoot the basketball. And against Arkansas, he was simply a facilitator. At times, he didn't even, you know, he would catch the ball around the free throw line, above the free throw line, and instrumental in the play, but he wouldn't even look at the rim, you know, and yet he was really a dominant factor in the game. Sanogo, we talked about all last year how what a force he was, and people thought that was nonsense, and you know that kind of thing. Basketball people even, you know, Oscar Tshiebwe was all that. Sanogo was nothing. Well, Sanogo's still playing. Oscar Tshiebwe isn't, and Sanogo is the most dominant physical force left in the tournament. He is. He's just, you know, when he gets the ball on the low block, there's not much you can do. There's not much you can do with him. By the way, it's good to see Rory on hold and run. I understand he's home. So really good news on that front. We'll get to Rory in a minute. But, you know, so Hawkins is just an insanely good shooter with a really quick release. Sanogo is an unstoppable 6'9", powerful, 6'9", 6'10", powerful force on the low block. He's probably 6'9", maybe 6'8", honestly. But he's an unstoppable force on the low block. And then Jackson is this, you know, world-class athlete. And they're really well coached. The whole team's insanely athletic. They bring a 7'1 frosh named Klingon off the bench who is incredibly gifted. He'll be a superstar starting next year if he decides to stay. They have depth, they have athletic ability, and they're going to be a challenge. Now, I can tell you right now the thing to look for in this game. What did I say that Gonzaga is the one thing Gonzaga lacked, Ramona, yesterday? In all my Gonzaga propaganda, what's the one thing I said they lack?
I don't remember.
A true point guard.
True point guard.
You know, and you can actually question whether Connecticut has a true point guard in the purest sense of the term. But Gonzaga really doesn't. Their wings initiate a lot of the offense. A lot of it runs through them. A lot of it runs through Timmy. You know, and so this Gonzaga team is functioning differently than some of the other Gonzaga teams in the past now. The concern about not having a true point guard comes with extended pressure. And when UCLA extended pressure, there were times the Zags turned the ball over and struggled. If I'm Hurley and UConn and watching that, and I know the type of athletes I have, I want to throw some extended pressure at Gonzaga and see whether they can handle it or not. Because UConn has a chance to turn them over. UConn has better athletes overall than UCLA does, and they're longer, they're just more athletic. If UConn is going to run away from Gonzaga, that's how it will happen. It will happen with if they extend pressure and they turn the Zags over. The Zags can't play a first half against UConn like they played against UCLA. They can't have a 10-turnover first half. They can't do that. They can't be sloppy with the ball and give these layups and dunks because that's just going to inspire what UConn does. But I am, look, the matchup is an insanely good matchup. And the matchup in the post, it might be the strangest and yet most interesting, compelling post matchup we've seen in college basketball in ages. Because you have two guys who could not be constructed more differently, whose skills could not be more different. And presumably they're going to go up against each other. You're going to have the power, the sheer power and force of Sanogo versus the guile and finesse and Pete Newell big man camp moves of Drew Timmy. And again, I'm here to tell you that I have seen every player ever played. All right. It's an illness. I've seen every player ever played. I think Drew Timmy is the greatest post footwork of any basketball player who has ever played the sport, ever. I include McHale. I include Olajuwon. Now, again, I'm not saying he's as talented as McHale or Olajuwon. Very few people in basketball history have been as talented as Olajuwon. You know, Olajuwon turned NBA centers every which way but loose. And with the dream shake and his whole array of moves and shots, I'm streaking, again, Texter just wrote me Hakeem Olajuwon. Yeah, I said him 15 minutes ago. But I appreciate it. Yeah, you're right. I mean, again, Olajuwon was different, though. Olajuwon had an insane array of low block skills and shooting touch. Olajuwon could really shoot the ball. I'm talking strictly from a footwork standpoint while on the low block. A lot of what Olajuwon did was either back to the basket or face up from 10, 12 feet away. And Timmy has a lot of catches 15, 18 feet from the basket that turn into layups. But in terms of sheer footwork, in terms of just footwork, Drew Timmy has the greatest footwork of any basketball player has ever played. Ever. I've seen every player ever play. I'm telling you right now, he has the greatest footwork of any player who ever played this game, including Mikhail and Olajuwon. Again, I'm not saying he's the player that those guys were. At the collegiate level, he certainly is. I mean, at the collegiate level, he's doing things that we just haven't seen. Rory, how are you, Rory?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Good to have you, Rory. I'm glad to know you're home.
Well, you know, on that subject, this is kind of serious. It's kind of humorous. On the humorous side, I am here with the warden. On the serious side, I'm not really out of the woods yet. I have no, you know, but there was nothing else they could do for me at the time at the hospital. But anyway, on the Timmy thing, and you had a Olajuwon and Mikhail, wasn't Wilt pretty good footwork? Wilt Chamberlain.
Well, I mean,
not to the extent of Olajuwon.
Yeah, not to those guys. What Chamberlain was the most overwhelming force in the history of basketball. He's the greatest athlete to ever play the sport, and he's the most overwhelming force. I mean, so, you know, every which way, I think that falls in a little different category.
Okay. And, yes,
Chamberlain is the king. Chamberlain is the king of the Shaquille O'Neal category.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think yesterday, you know, I've been on all these meds and poked and prodded and sleep deprived. But I think yesterday I mentioned something about I liked FAU. And boy, FAU came through. That's John L. Davis. That John L. Davis,
yeah,
is one tough cookie.
Oh, they're skilled. They're legit. They're not going to be an easy out. I don't care. I mean, if people think that, well, you know, Florida Atlantic's in the Elite Eight, you better revise your, you know, and they're no threat. You better revise your thinking and quickly, or you'll be home like Tennessee and Memphis. Memphis was a really good basketball team. Memphis beat Houston by double figures in the conference championship game. I know about Sasser's availability, but Memphis is a really good basketball team. They're a scary team. Athletic, talented. Florida Atlantic took care of them.
Can you imagine how rough Florida Atlantic's practices probably were after losses? I mean, those guys bang, beat, push. I mean, go to they only got one guy. It's like bigger than 6'8". The rest of them. You know, they kind of remind me of them old Illinois teams, like with Marcus Liberty and Battle, you know, Bardo.
Of course they would. Of course they remind you of Illinois teams. Big shock.
Nick Anderson. You know, all kind of in that same height group. But Golden's a pretty good center.
Yeah.
And I like him.
Yeah. They're,
I'm going to say one last thing.
Look, they're 100% legitimate team, and they are a real threat. And anyone that doesn't think so just hasn't been watching the sport. And Ramona knew it all along because she had them winning the title. So Ramona was ahead of all of us because she had them winning the national title. Honestly, if the greatest story in the history of sports is going to be not be Florida Atlantic if they win, it's going to be Ramona calling Florida Atlantic to win.
Really? One last thing. You know, again,
Olajuwon,
all that thought process when I wanted to take Florida Atlantic last night. I called my guy and he said, Rory, I can't take your bet. doing this CIU. I'm like, come on, man. He said, nah. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate the prayers. And go Tigers.
Thank you, Roy.
And go Princeton Tigers.
Thank you, Roy. Quick break. Walt Dip-Tula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Gentlemen, erectile dysfunction or low T got you down? Take action now and turn your life around. Call Greenville Men's Clinic at 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com. Make the call today, 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Golf Cart Service has been serving the upstate for the past 50 years. An authorized club car dealer, they service over 30 golf courses in the upstate. With their service truck, they come to your business to care for your single cart or your fleet. You can learn more about our services on our website, golfcartsc.com. We're located at the intersection of Highway 221 and Highway 295 in Spartanburg. Call us at 864-574-4616 today. Mention the Roar, save $50 on a service call.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Bennett Equipment has helped build the upstate for the last 23 years by renting and selling construction equipment. And when it comes to compact equipment, the best in the industry is Takeuchi. The lineup of track skid steer loaders, excavators, wheel loaders, and hundreds of attachments make the choice easy. So come and see why so many choose to buy it or rent it from Bennett and experience the Takeuchi difference in the upstate, western North Carolina, and North Georgia.
Carolina Direct Furniture. Passing savings directly to their customers. Don't let Carolina Direct's warehouse fool you. It's stocked and ready for you. Bedroom, dining, sofas, rugs, lamps, mattresses, and more. They are a locally owned family store that operates with a low overhead to present you with the savings you deserve. Find them in Greer, where Pelham and Highway 14 connect, and they will connect you with the furniture and mattresses of your dreams. Check them out online at carolinadirect.com. Mention the Roar for an extra 5% discount.
Could you use monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet? Find out about supplemental security income. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class Service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Spring cleaning is always first thing on the to-do list this time of year, so don't forget yourself. Roosters is here to remind you how important it is to keep your hair and face fresh and clean this season. Roosters has a full menu of what you need for male grooming this spring. To check that off of your list, don't forget to set your next appointment with the professionals at Roosters on Pelham Road in Greenville by calling 884-8920. Gift cards are always available at Roosters. Give the gift that keeps on giving.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day, right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Step Jewel Road Rage. We are back. What did I just tell you, Mona? What did I just tell you?
You told me that you were going to tell me to play these exact songs.
Out of the zillions of songs we have.
You told your grandma.
I was going to tell you to play these exact songs you have played today. There's some sort of.
And what did I say?
I don't know. I don't listen to what you said.
I said Florida Atlantic.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did. Florida Atlantic. Yeah, Florida Atlantic. Again, if Florida Atlantic wins the title, that'll not be the biggest story of the tournament. Just will not. It'll be that Ramona. Now, the rest of the world won't know this outside of this region and everywhere we're heard, which is, you know, pretty much everywhere. But, you know, the majority of the world will never know the real truth about the whole situation, because as big a story as it would be if Florida Atlantic won the national title, it'd be a bigger story that Ramona picked them to do so. It just would be.
Now they're going to lose this weekend.
It would be. I don't know. But
I don't even know. When do they play again?
Well, listen, here's the thing. They can beat everybody they play. This is not a joke anymore. This started as, you know, fun and games. This Ramona picking Xavier and Princeton and Florida Atlantic. By the way, she has those teams too. She has Princeton and Florida Atlantic, Princeton and Xavier still. So this started out as, you know, it was sort of humorous early on. It was, you know, very humorous. It ain't funny anymore. It's not funny.
It's not.
Miami beat Villanova in the women's tournament, 70-65. We have a final in that. You know, Connecticut has won 15 national basketball championships, NCAA basketball championships, Ramona, in the last 25 years or so. 15. They're the dominant basketball school in the country. They're the only school that has ever won the men's and women's title in the same year, and they've done it twice, and they have a chance to do it again. They're, both Connecticut men's and women's teams are certainly among the two or three favorites right now to cut down the nets. They have a chance to do it all over again. And the women have AZ Fudd back now, so that'll be interesting. All right, on the spread picks, Texter 940 asks, is Timmy an NBA starter? You know what? I'm going to tell you something. If you had asked me this question 2 years ago, I would have said no. Now I'm not so sure. The dilemma is, you know, he's not going to be able to guard fives in the NBA. But he plays like a five offensively. But again, his footwork has reached a level. This is what he is, okay? He's a guy who at one point was a black belt in terms of footwork. Now he's a grandmaster. He has so elevated the art of footwork that it looks like nobody can handle him. Nobody. And the astonishing thing is it seems to be happening faster. His footwork, which has always been great, seems to be quicker now. It's like he's doing all this stuff to people at a faster, seemingly more athletic level than he was before. Here's the other thing that has been apparent to me about Timmy, and it's something nobody talks about, that I've not heard a single person mention. This guy doesn't seem to fatigue at all. At all. He plays at one pace. He gets stronger in the second halves. He does not seem to fatigue. It's like he could run 100 miles. There's the ball is going to him like every play for long stretches of the game. And he does not seem to tire at all. His conditioning level is out of sight. Either that or he's taking something. Whatever it is, I'd like to know what the heck it is because I want to take it too. I mean, seriously, I have seldom seen a guy who goes as hard as he does who just doesn't fatigue. And again, this dude just does not look the part at all. There's no way you'd look at this dude and think, oh, this is a dominant basketball player. You sort of think doofus. I mean, you know, that's the reality of it. And then he starts cutting you up. And then he tells you about it. And he talks, and after the game, he always says, he's always a colorful character, a little too colorful. But as Quark mentioned on my way in, yeah, he is. But all of the things that Drew Timmy has always been, it's like he has taken another step. He's elevated all that. All of the footwork is happening faster than ever, more quickly than ever. And he is just carving people to shreds. And he's doing it so quick. There's no way to prepare for this. See, that's the other thing. You know, Mick Cronin is one of the great defensive coaches in college basketball. You cannot prepare for Timmy. Well, how are you going to do it? You know, who do you have in your scout team that's going to prepare you for Timmy? There's you don't have anybody on your team who can prepare you for Timmy. You want to be prepared for Timmy? Go get Kevin McHale. But even that is not going to help you because it's not going to help you with how quickly this dude is executing all these Pete Newell big man low post, big man camp low post moves. He basically just cannot be stopped right now, and he's never going to run out of gas. The only thing that could stop him is fouls. Ramona, I have multiple people writing me about dead air. Do you know anything about that?
I'm checking on it.
Okay. I just don't know. God, I hope all these pearls of wisdom aren't being lost. So in other words, I can say anything I want right now. we have to go over picks too. What we picked and what we still have for tonight. Because I thought I had given out 5 spread picks, but Ramona tells me 6. And 3 of them were played last night, and we hit all 3 that were played last night. We haven't even spoken about Kansas State yet, and we need to do that. You know, Kansas State is going to go as far as Marquise Noel carries them. Noel has been insanely good in this tournament. I mean, if you're putting together an all-tourney team at this point, the first two guys I think of, well, you'd have to have Timmy. He might be first to this point. I think you'd have to have Noel, Marquise Noel of Kansas State, because he's been unbelievable. He's beaten teams as a scorer. He's beaten teams offensively and as a distributor. He set an all-time record with 19 assists in the NCAA tournament the other night. Also had 20 points, by the way. He is playing otherworldly basketball as a lead guard. Otherworldly. Do we know what the situation is, Ron? Am I on
I'm
here?
I'm checking on okay. it, and someone say we're back on.
Okay, good. So
okay,
I don't know.
So I don't know
what was missed, but I think what was missed was a discussion of Timmy's conditioning. And I don't want to go back over all of it, but let me just briefly say he is one of the most well-conditioned athletes I've ever seen. I don't even know how you explain it. I don't know how you explain it. He just does not seem to fatigue. He seems like he can run all day. And he's wearing people out in the second half. When they get tired, he's killing them to an even higher degree because he is some sort of friggin' machine. He doesn't look it. Does not look the part in any way, shape, or form, but he is. His conditioning, again, I don't know what he does. I don't know. I don't know if it's something he takes. I don't know if he runs 20 miles a day. I have no idea. But his conditioning is otherworldly. He just does not fatigue. He just doesn't fatigue. And in the second half of games when other people are getting tired, he's torturing them. And he's torturing them from the start, but he's torturing them even more in the second half when they get tired, he doesn't. Because, again, the guy can run forever. Just run forever. He's an amazing, amazing college basketball player. Good, thank you. We knew Ben Milstead would know the answer. He knows all the answers. That's why, you know, they pay him the big bucks. You know, he's doing a soccer game, pro soccer game, I heard, on my way in. How about that? You know you're doing something right when they want you to do soccer and expand your boundaries. You know, the first thing I thought of when I heard that is how much does that pay? I'm just curious. Not that I have any of that ability from an engineering standpoint.
Can you do the play-by-play?
I could do that, maybe.
Cool.
But regardless, from a Kansas State standpoint, I get a lot of people have written me about Kansas State saying they really like this team with good reason. You know, guard play in tournament time, we have seen it. We've seen Kemba Walker and Shabazz Napier lead separate Connecticut teams to NCAA titles. We've seen it. Marquise Noel is playing like those guys. He's playing like those guys. Look, other than we know that the West region is the power region of this situation, this bracket, don't we feel more uncertainty about the ending than we ever have before? And again, think about look, all I know right now is that we have a Florida Atlantic in the Elite Eight. By the time this night ends, we're going to have either Princeton or Creighton in the Elite Eight. And we could have Xavier in the Elite Eight. And in theory, we could have San Diego State in the Elite Eight. We are set up for an ending in a Elite Eight balance, the likes of which we have never seen before. You're guaranteed Creighton or Princeton. 25% of the field. Again, Creighton is now a Big East team, so they're a power conference team. But you're guaranteed that. At the very least, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the house can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contributing to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in the basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty today, 1-803-373-0949, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Look, cracks in your exterior or interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, you need to call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949, 1-803-373-0949, or visit them on the web, CantyCanFixIt.com. They sure can. CantyCanFixIt.com. CANTY.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey guys, did you go up a pant size or two this winter? It's time to shed that winter weight with a semaglutide weight loss plan from Low Country Mail. Semaglutide reduces your food cravings, lowers your A1C, and allows you to lose weight with little to no dietary restrictions or exercise. All of our weight loss and testosterone plans include primary care, labs, medication, and much, much more. No long-term contracts, straightforward monthly pricing, proven results. Make man men again, lowcountrymail.com.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Friends, the winter closeout sale at Elkmont is going on now. This is a sale you do not want to miss. 40 to 60% off on most fall clothing from Patagonia, Z Supply, Columbia, Free Fly, and more. All Hey Dudes are 50% off. Buy one bog bag, get a small bog bag free. New spring and game day items are arriving daily. Elkmont offers great footwear, jewelry, game day, and lifestyle clothing, and of course, outdoor gear and clothing from the most popular brands. Elkmont is your one-stop shopping destination for that someone special, offering something for everyone, from candles to kayaks, from sunglasses to charcuterie boards, or the largest upstate selection on own running shoes. Elkmont has what you're looking for. Locally owned and conveniently located in Powdersville on 153, just minutes from Greenville, and in Clemson at 93 exit off of 123. Go visit Elkmont today, and as always, go Tigers!
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your daily update on what's going on with your Clemson Tigers. But first, this from Clemson Athletics. Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Clemson baseball will be on the road this weekend as they'll go down to Russ Chandler Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia for a three-game set against the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. Games times today at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow they'll play at 4, and Sunday they go at 1. Clemson 14-8 overall, 1-2 in Atlantic Coast Conference play. Georgia Tech 14-7 on the year. They are 3-3 so far in league play. Now, the two clubs have met a ton since they first met back in 1902. Clemson actually leads the series, having won 119 games. Tech has won 114, and there have been three ties. When you get to Atlanta, though, Georgia Tech leads this series 79-45, and two of the three ties have come in Atlanta. Now, Clemson coming into the game, averaging 7 runs per game. The offense batting at .297 with a .443 slugging percentage. Georgia Tech, who is 11-3 at home so far this year, they average 9 runs per game and are coming off of an 8-5 loss to Wofford on Tuesday night. Clemson, of course, won the last time that they played Wednesday night on the road at Kennesaw State by a score of 6-2. Hope that you can join us here on Network Lines for all the action. As always, go Tigers!
Do you ever wish you had food from the good old days, just like Grandma made it? Like hot out-of-the-pan sweet potato crunch, seasoned collard greens, mac and cheese, jalapeno cheddar cornbread, and homemade peach cobbler? Add in the main course, crispy chicken wings, hand-pulled pork, chicken, ribs, or brisket that's been slow-smoked for 14 hours on a custom-made Texas 1,000-gallon smoker? It's at Smitty Smoke and Soul Food, 5284 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Smitty Smoke and Soul Food, just like Grandma made it.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Waltham to the Red Raiders. I haven't really thought about an all-tournament team yet. It's obviously way too early, but if you were going to put one together, Timmy's got to be on it. Noel's got to be on it. Sanogo's got to be on it. Hawkins of UConn also? Two UConn players on it? They've been the most dominant team in the tournament. Those are certainly, you know, four of the chief contenders. And I'd have to think a little bit more about it. You know, it's just a thought at this point. I wanted to get to the worst coaches in tourney history today. I don't know if we're going to have time to do that, but we'll see. Robbie in Mount Pleasant. Robbie, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Robbie. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I appreciate you getting me in. Hey, I wanted to call in and I guess piggyback on what Looper was saying earlier about the Clemson and Florida State game. I definitely don't foresee Clemson winning by 30 points. Florida State's done really well in the transfer portal. You know, Jordan Travis is coming back. But let's not forget, you know, Clemson had a 20-point lead last year down in Tallahassee as well. I know that Florida State had some key defenders out. And I want to say we were kind of banged up at the receiver position, too. I think that's when Bo Collins was out. So, you know, both teams had, you know, some nagging injuries. I think what, you know, is going to help Clemson this year is Aroro returning, Davis and Sheridan Jones, and then the fact that, you know, we get them in Death Valley. And, you know, if I had to put money on it, more likely it's probably going to be a night game.
Robbie, I think one thing it's important to remember, though, because everyone cites the game last year, but you also might want to cite the one before, the year before it here, because Florida State nearly won that game here.
Right, right. And I do recall that game. You know, we've had some, you know, very close calls in years where it probably shouldn't have been close, you know, with the talent that Clemson had and Florida State was, you know, so-and-so rebuilding, if you will, you know. I do foresee this game being a lot tighter than, you know, a lot of other Clemson fans, you know, may want to make it seem. I think, you know, us being at home, and like I said, I think returning those defense, and I actually think we're going to be better on defense this year, believe it or not.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah, I think so, too.
Compared to last year, you know, I think the depth is there, especially defensive tackle. Travis, he scares me, though. I mean, the kid is a tremendous football player.
Well, and look, Wilson, the receiver, is a problem. You know, Robbie, look, here's the thing. I think those two teams are going to play each other twice next year, as I said from the start. You know, I think you're also going to play for the conference title because it's one league. It's a unified league next season, this coming season.
Right.
So I think the two teams are going to play twice. The second game is going to be more important than the first one because it's going to decide who goes to the college football playoff. But, you know, and they're loaded. I mean, both teams are loaded. The other reason I think this game is going to be so important is because I think it's going to, I think that if Clemson wins both games, or Clemson winds up winning the league and goes to the college football playoff, then it will speak to the fact that Dabo Sweeney's way still works perfectly. If Florida State winds up winning this league and going to the college football playoff, then I think it's going to force change regarding the transfer portal, because if Florida State's rise has been meteoric and it's been all about the transfer portal, if they capitalize on that to such a degree that they pass Clemson this coming season, then I think you have to go back to the drawing board as far as the transfer portal and recognize that there's just too significant a pool of talent in it to ignore.
Right, you make some very valid points, and I can't wait for that game. It is very interesting. It's that early in the season. You know, typically this game's in, you know, end of October, beginning of November.
Yep.
But I find it very intriguing that it's this early in the season. It should be a very good matchup. I'm looking forward to it. And as always, I appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Robbie. Good talking to you as always. Thank you. Good job. Hey, let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey. Okay, listeners, Gary Mahaffey is the guy. Many of you have written me, talked about how accommodating he is, how intelligent, how understanding, how comprehensive he is, how flexible he is. Gary's been advertising with our show, Road Rage, for several years now. He appreciates the relationship with the station, with you, the listeners. Gary Mahaffey, insurance for seniors and disabled. He's the man. Gary's experience in the field of Medicare, he's been working in this field for over 20 years. He's been on Medicare himself for over 4 years now. Gary's an independent agent, so he represents all the companies. And so he's looking out for you all the time. And because this can be a very challenging subject to navigate, you're going to need an experienced pro like Gary to help you with that task. You can't navigate this as a layperson. Gary's services cost you absolutely nothing. He's paid by the company and or the plan you elect to sign up for, not you. The relationship you have with Gary Mahaffey's ongoing. He takes care of his customers long after they sign up. He lives by the motto, if you have a problem, we have a problem, and he means it. If you need Medicare guidance, call our friend Gary Mahaffey, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. In the unlikely event that Gary does not represent the company or specific plan you're interested in, Gary will shepherd you and guide you through Medicare regardless. You'll thank me later. Call him. Tell him I sent you. It's how this deal works. All right, everyone, let's take it back a minute. On the spread picks from last night, we went 3-0. We hit the K-State pick. We hit the Gonzaga pick. Gonzaga was getting 2 when we gave it out. It was 1.5 at game time. And we hit the Connecticut pick, which was easy. It was 3.5. And UConn was given 3.5, and they won by 147. So 3, relatively comfy wins. It's about as comfy as you're going to get at this point of the year. UConn was easy. We'll see how tonight goes. I thought I had given out 5 total picks, so 2 tonight. But you tell me I gave out 6 picks. So what are the 3 picks I gave out earlier in the week for tonight? I might have given out a couple of these yesterday. I don't know.
You gave out the Gonzaga and Princeton Miami.
No, wait. Scoochie, repeat that.
What?
Gonzaga's flown, right? That's gone. Right?
I know. Yesterday. I'm just going over what I have written.
All right, listen. We had Gonzaga, UConn, and K-State yesterday. All right, those are yesterday. I just want the todays now. those are gone. They've been played. So I want the 2 or 3 that I gave out that have not been played. So no Gonzaga, no UConn, okay. No K-State.
I got Xavier and Texas. Have they played?
No, they played.
I didn't watch the game.
No, they played tonight.
Did they play?
Xavier, okay.
That's 1. 4.5 plus Xavier plus 4.
Okay, so I gave out Xavier plus 4.5.
Yeah. Okay. Kansas State played.
I think Xavier has a great chance to win that game. I'm not still really a believer in Texas. We'll see.
Kansas State has played?
That, last night. Last night. That was last night. Okay. Are you paying attention to the show?
Yeah, I am, but okay. Some of the stuff is not getting through because you're,
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know. No.
That's
I have no
the only
idea.
One I see that you...
No. You said I had 6 picks. Okay.
Is Miami played?
No, Miami plays tonight.
Okay, Princeton?
No, they play tonight.
Okay, Miami and Princeton are still... You have Miami plus
okay, those
6.5.
Okay, right, those are the other
2. Turn and establish. You Miami plus 6.5 and Princeton plus 10.
Who's on first? Third base.
Stop interrupting me. Princeton plus 10. That's 2 of them.
Okay. So I have, tonight, I have Princeton plus 10. I have Miami plus 6.5. Because I screwed myself over in both these games because these games have actually gone against me. I gave out Miami plus 6.5 Monday, and now it's 7.5. That concerns me a little bit. Maybe there's something going on with Miami that we don't know about. But I'm locked into it because I gave it out. So if I go 0-3 tonight, I'm still locked into it. So I gave out Miami plus 6.5. I gave out Princeton plus 10. That's moved to 10.5 last I knew. But I'm locked in at 10. These numbers don't favor me. But I'm locked in at Princeton plus 10. I'm locked in at Miami plus 6.5. And then Xavier plus 4.5 is the other one. So there are 3 more tonight. There are those 3 that are coming your way tonight. In the action, I think Miami's going to play a competitive game. I would be surprised if they get blown out, torched by Houston. I think Houston's going to win, but I think it's going to be like 66-64. I think I gave a score in that game yesterday. I gave scores on all of them. I actually sort of forgot about that element of it. But
would you like me to read that? 63-61.
I gave out Houston 63-61 as a score. Yeah, I mean, I think the game is played in the 60s, maybe the low 60s. There were some surprising offensive outputs last night. Kansas State and Michigan State was sort of a surprising offensive output. I know it went to overtime, but there was still a lot of points scored in regulation as well. So I don't know. I want to, I sent Ramona something earlier. I want to give you another sign of the end of the world. Ramona, do you remember this? Do you remember when we have joked in the past about some of these people and some of these male athletes? And by the way, this is an enormous problem. It's happening all over the globe. We have male athletes taking female events all over the globe. It's just absolutely disgusting. You're biological males. You're honestly, you're just slugs of a human being. I'm sorry. We support your rights when it comes to the real world, job opportunities, anything else. You do not have a right to a competitive advantage. And it's happening everywhere, stinking everywhere. And seemingly no one's doing anything about it. We're just letting males win female athletic events. You know, it's amazing, Ramon. We came up with Title IX. We were going to look out for female athletes' interests. We're doing the exact opposite of that. We are trampling the rights of female athletes at every level of every sport. Trampling. It's all over. I mean, there've been like 50 examples in the news the last 4 or 5 days. It's all over the place. It's just run amok, run rampant, and we just keep doing it. But remember, we talked about the fact that, you know, at some point someone's going to declare themselves a dog, because you are whatever you claim to be. So at some point, someone will declare themselves a dog, and maybe they'll win Westminster Kennel Club.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
We were joking at the time. We're not joking anymore. Play the clip.
My name is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk. In our world, I do have the body of a hawk, but while fronting, I consider myself a Therian, because I am in a human body, but my identity is still a hawk. Not all animal alters will identify this way, and I am, in fact, the only animal alter in our system who does identify this way. I am doing my best to come to terms with living in a human body.
That chick's a hawk.
That's what she said. I think it's an intention.
No, I don't think so. I think she's really that nutty, and that's what's happening in this world everywhere.
Well, that's incredibly sad. If she really thinks she's a bird,
well, you know what I would like to do?
Get her some help.
But well, you know, I have a different plan for her. First of all, play it one more time.
My name is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk.
Horace.
In our world, I do have the body of a hawk, but while fronting, I consider myself a Therian, because I am in a human body, but my identity is still a hawk. Not all animal alters will identify this way, and I am, in fact, the only animal alter in our system who does identify this way. I am doing my best to come to terms with living in a human body.
I mean, come on.
First of all, Ramona,
that's ridiculous.
First of all, Ramona, I've learned another new term. You know, I've had to
learn. What is the new term?
I've learned a million pronouns. I've learned all this stuff. I learned another new term.
Yeah.
I learned animal alter. That's what she just said.
So,
like, that's a thing now. Animal,
like, yeah,
alter.
Like decide right. What animal you are.
You are, and you can be whatever
you
want.
You know, when you were a kid and your parents sat you down and said, if you apply yourself, you can be anything you ever want to be.
Now it's true.
They didn't mean, they meant you still needed to be a human. Right. They didn't mean go be an animal.
No, animal alter. All right,
yeah,
so
that's odd.
So in other words, if you claim to be a dog, do we take you to the vet to get rabies shots every year?
Yeah.
You get your series of shots.
If we see you foaming at the mouth, girl, we'll
right,
be upset.
Right. So here's the thing on Horace the Hawk. Horace.
This is terrible. Name is Horace?
Yeah.
Horace
it's spelled like H-O-R-A-S, wasn't it? It's
yeah, like, something it, yeah, like
some,
that. Yeah.
Some Winwaltz money kind of spelling.
On the Horace the Hawk deal. Yeah.
Well, see, I think there's an easy way to get to the bottom of this. She's trapped in a human body, right? I think there's an easy way to get to the bottom of Horace the Hawk.
Yeah.
You know, adjudicate it. Let's find out if she's actually a hawk. Let's go push her off a cliff.
Oh, and see if she flies.
See if she flies.
Oh, no, she's trapped in the body. She can't spread her wings.
No, but she's still a hawk. She's a hawk.
Does she become a hawk at night like that movie?
Right. Well, she's a hawk. She claims to be a hawk. So let's go push her off a high cliff and see if she flies. And if we get a thud, you know, like in the in the cartoons, then we'll know, you know.
In the cartoons.
Yeah, you were sorry, Horace. You actually were wrong.
She's
you're not a hawk. I mean, you know.
What are you thinking? Do you not have something to fulfill your day all day?
We're done.
She looks like she's like, you know, 20 or so, right?
She
doesn't have any like things to do besides think right. about herself as a bird.
And she speaks in an educated fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Until you actually listen to the words that are coming out of her mouth.
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
Horace the Hawk.
It does. She said she's doing her best to accept it.
We are in enormous trouble. And see, Ramona doesn't know, because Ramona's like not on social media. So Ramona understands some of what's happening in society, but not.
Oh no! Sometimes I have been hearing this stuff. Sometimes it's horrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's horrifying.
Yeah,
It's horrifying.
One more time, Horace the Hawk.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, one more time.
All right.
My name is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk. In our world, I do have the body of a hawk, but while fronting, I consider myself a Therian, because I am in a human body, but my identity is still a hawk. Not all animal alters will identify this way, and I am, in fact, the only animal alter in our system who does identify this way. I am doing my best to come to terms with living in a human body.
Is she saying she's the only person that identifies as an animal?
No.
That's a hawk?
Yes. Yeah,
like,
she's saying...
Like everybody else might be a different animal, but she's a hawk?
Right. She's claimed the hawk, the red-tailed hawk category. Yeah, so, yeah. So there are falcons and eagles and alligators
Correct.
And dogs and mice and, you know, rats and frogs and things. You know, and, What do you do if you're the parents of Horace the Hawk?
I don't like. Seriously, she needs some kind of something help. Right. Some help.
Right. If you're the parents of
Where
Horace the Hawk.
Where are these parents?
I don't know. By the way, Major League Baseball starts up in 8 days, and we're going to have 8 Cy Young winners pitching on opening day. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. Stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. They're the best. They've been doing it the right way for 15 years. It's your lucky month to spring into savings. New limited lifetime warranty. Go to firstclasshalt.com to find out more. Right now, all locations, $100 off any Halt timing belt package. There's the spend more, save more deal. Spend $100, get $10 off. Spend $200, get $20 off. Spend $300, get $30 off. That cannot be combined with the timing belt deal, obviously. All locations booked now. Get up to $75 back on qualifying steering and suspension purchase and installation. They're absolutely incredible. All locations, here are your tire specials. Michelin, get up to $50 back when you spend $849.99 or less. Get up to $110 back when you spend $850 or more. So I think I'd spend that extra penny if I were you, just math. And then Uniroyal, get up to $40 rebate on all tire lines. Get up to a $60 rebate on Powerpaw AS tires only. It's First Class Halt. Go see Mark and the gang. 3 locations to serve you. Greenville, Anderson, and Cherrydale. You will thank me later. Lots of people want to get in on Horace the Hawk or on our writing in. But unfortunately, we're done. Clemson baseball right now.
Needing to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or compactor? McNeely Store and Rental has got you covered. Clemson alumni-owned, renting equipment and selling materials for more than 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With 2 upstate South Carolina locations in Clemson and West Union, McNeelyStoreandRental.com or call Matt for a quote today, 828-553-4338.
Again today, sitting with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, Walt, I did not get done what I needed to get done on Medicare during annual enrollment. Is it possible that I have one of those special election periods that I hear you and Gary discussing?
Very good question, listener, and do not feel like the Lone Ranger if you did not get done what you needed to during annual enrollment. The simple answer is a strong maybe. Medicare has over 100 special election periods, and it is very possible that you qualify for one or more. Give me a call, and we will get into more detail. 864-307-8484.
There you go, listener. You may have a strong possibility of SEP, special election period. Just call Gary at 864-307-8484. And remember that Gary will shepherd you through Medicare in the unlikely event that he does not represent a company plan that you're interested in.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now,